So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Love Actually.
Well, don't correct me. I didn't even try to guess the title.
No, Love Actually is the name of it.
Yeah, no, I understand. Okay, tell me about this love movie.
You'll figure it out when you see the poster. So this is a movie that takes place in London in the month leading up to Christmas, right?
Okay.
And it's a bunch of love-related storylines that are ever so slightly intertwined.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, because or else this would just be a bunch of short films.
Nobody wants to see that.
Exactly. So once in a while, it's gonna be like, oh, I guess those two work together.
Mate, so tell me about these storylines.
Well, one of them follows the new Prime Minister, David.
Right.
And as soon as he walks in on his first day, he meets this junior staff member, Natalie, and he's like, oh, well, that's inconvenient. I could really see myself sleeping with her. That's happened to me at every job I've had in this industry. So one day, the U.S. president visits, and David lets him walk all over him, but then he sees him getting handsy with Natalie, so he publicly humiliates him in front of the entire world.
He risks the well-being of his nation because he got jealous over a girl?
Yeah, he's a hero now, and another storyline follows his sister, Karen.
Okay.
And her husband, who I was thinking we get Alan Rickman to play, he's allowing himself to get seduced by his new secretary at the office, where he's the big boss.
So is this movie just powerful men wanting to sleep with their employees?
Eh, only like a third of the storylines.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Anyway, another storyline's about another one of Alan Rickman's female employees.
Is he trying to hook up with her too?
No, not this one.
Okay, gotcha.
He just brings her into his office and is like, hey, everybody knows about the crush you have on another employee, so you should go sleep with him ASAP.
Oh, inappropriate Snapes are tight.
Yeah, this office doesn't have an HR department or something. So she's about to do that, but then they get interrupted by phone calls from her mentally ill brother, who she takes care of, so it doesn't work out and they do not do it.
Bummer.
No, he does not get to.
What?
So she kind of accepts, well, I guess I'll never find romantic love because I choose to take care of my brother.
Wow, and so how does her story end?
It just did.
Oh.
But then earlier in the movie, she was a guest at this wedding, which involves another one of our storylines.
And what's that one about?
Well, there's this guy, Mark, right? And there's his best friend, Peter, who's gonna marry this girl, Juliet.
Okay.
And when we meet them, they're talking about how Mark hired a bunch of prostitutes for the bachelor party who turned out to be men.
He did what now?
And then he freaking surprises them by having a bunch of musicians pop out at their wedding. I mean, the rows are just filled with musicians.
Wait, was anyone actually attending that wedding?
Unclear. But so then one day, Juliet comes over because she wants to see the wedding video he was shooting, but he doesn't want her to see it.
Why not?
Well, turns out it was all just close-up shots of her that he filmed for himself because he likes her.
What was he gonna do with that in his video collection?
Gross and weird stuff, presumably. So he's so embarrassed, he walks around town, does one of those embarrassment squats.
I don't think that's a thing.
But it might be. So when he's done squatting out his bad feelings, he builds up the courage to go to her house and confess his love.
Does she not live with her husband, his best friend?
No, she does, but he thought of this clever thing where when she opens the door, he's got this confession written out on big pieces of cardboard, and he plays some music so she can tell her husband it's carol singers.
But what if the husband had been the one to open the door?
Hey, shut up. So after he confesses his love, he starts to walk away, but she catches up with him and gives him a big old kiss.
She does?
Yeah, so that just goes to show, you know. Infidelity can be kind of nice sometimes.
What are you talking about?
And speaking of infidelity, this guy Jamie, his girl cheated on him while he was at that same wedding.
In a nice way?
No, this one was in a bad way. So he goes to stay at this French cottage and he falls in love with his Portuguese housekeeper, Aurelia.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like all these characters are really turned on by the employer-employee dynamic.
And they can't communicate because they don't speak the same language, but we see with the subtitles that they're kind of saying the same thing. They got a lot in common.
All right.
And when he gets back from his trip, he decides to learn kind of passable Portuguese before Christmas.
He's gonna learn a language in like a week?
Sure is. And then he flies back to see her and turns out she did kind of the same thing with English. So then he proposes to her in front of everybody.
He proposes?
Yeah, so now they're gonna get married and she's gonna move to London and leave her family behind.
They haven't even had a conversation yet. Maybe start with a coffee?
No, it's proposal right away, coffee and first conversation later.
Wasn't he in a serious relationship like 3 weeks earlier? That's kind of a red flag.
Red's the color of love and Christmas.
Ah, can't argue with that.
Then there's this other guy, Colin, and he was a waiter at that wedding and his whole thing is he wants to go to America to get laid.
And this is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I mean, what's says Christmas spirit like trying to go bang American women.
Arguably anything else.
So he goes to Wisconsin and immediately multiple beautiful women want to sleep with him because he's British.
Did the Wisconsin Tourism Board bribe you or something?
A little bit.
Well, okay then. I foresee lots of British guys going on pretty disappointing trips to Wisconsin in the future.
For sure. And then Colin has a friend who works on a movie set.
Oh my god, how many storylines are there?
So many. Just so many.
Alright.
So on this movie set, there are two body doubles and they're kind kind of shy, but they're going to fall in love.
Oh, that's sweet.
While pretending to rub their junk on each other over and over again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought it might be fun to include some stuff that makes this movie kind of weird to watch with your parents.
Yeah, sure, why not?
And then there is this guy who is somehow friends with the Prime Minister's sister who is being cheated on by her husband, and his wife dies, and he's now in charge of his stepson.
What?
It's all connected, baby.
Yeah, kinda.
And this kid's in love with a girl at school, so he decides he needs to play the drums at this big Christmas show they have going on.
Wouldn't they have already chosen a drummer for that a couple of weeks before Christmas?
Apparently not, so now he's gotta learn to play the drums.
He doesn't know how to play?
No, so then he learns and nails the show.
These British people are fast learners.
And the Prime Minister's secretary's younger brother is also in this show.
I'm gonna need you to make me a chart or something.
And that's gonna lead to this funny moment where the curtain rises and you just see the Prime Minister making out with his secretary.
Yikes.
What?
Well, it's gonna be tough for him to navigate that scandal.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, because it's Christmas, everybody just claps, and so that's settled.
Oh, okay, nice.
But then that kid's love interest is moving to America.
What, immediately after the Christmas Eve show?
Yes, she's headed from the show to the airport and to America forever.
What?
So this kid's gotta chase her down and do a bunch of gymnastics at the airport and confess his love.
Gymnastics?
You can cut that part out if you like.
Wow, so this kid must be in massive trouble.
None whatsoever.
Airport security's notoriously hardcore, especially now.
Why, what happened?
So that's it, right? Like, that's all the stories?
That's it, sir. Well, no, there's also an aging rock star named Billy Mack who puts out a terrible Christmas album and then leans into how bad it is to end up having the number one Christmas song in Britain.
Okay.
And so he gets invited to a big party at Elton John's house, but then he leaves the party to go hang with his manager, who he loves.
Well, that's kind of nice. He couldn't have just gotten his manager an invite to the party.
Now they're going to stay at the manager's place and watch pornography.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's it? That's all the stories?
It is. So then we wrap it all up with a scene where everybody's at the airport.
What do you mean?
Well, you got some characters arriving, some characters leaving, the Prime Minister's there.
Flying commercial?
Yes, and so then we're done. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a pretty good time. Just out of curiosity, who are you thinking for that Juliet character?
The one who gets married and then her husband's best friend kind of stalks her a little bit. I was thinking this up-and-coming actress, Keira Knightley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's great. She's 17. Is that cool?
Nothing weird or wrong about that.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.